You're listening to the Data Flowcast, the podcast about Apache Airflow and the world of data and AI around it. We are excited to invite you to Orchestrate Everything, our free online conference on September 16th. Engineering leaders from Lyft, Ramp, and Wix will share how they're shipping production AI workflows on Airflow, plus a crash course for the new Astronomer Certified AI Orchestration Fundamentals exam. Attendees get a discount code for a free certification, a $150 value. Go to astronomer.link/data-flowcast-oe, link in the show notes. Now, let's get into the show.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Data Flowcast. I'm your host, Kenton Danis, and today I'm joined by Manny Shmili, who is a co-founder and CEO at Dataflint. Manny, how are you?
Doing well. What's up, you?
I'm good. Thanks. Yeah, it's great to have you here. I'm excited to chat today.
Me too.
Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and dive into it. So for today's podcast, we're going to discuss how Airflow and Spark fit together. So I know a very common topic that I hear come up a lot with Airflow users. And we'll talk about some of the orchestration decisions that shape performance and cost for Spark workloads. Before we get into that, I want to start with some background. So first, tell me about Dataflint.
Yeah, so Dataflint will build production-aware AI agents for Apache Spark. What it means, in practice, when you have Apache Spark jobs that runs on hundreds of thousands of machines, process petabytes of data, you can use Claude or Kessel to ask it, like, how you're doing, is it slow, is it, like, expensive, if you have, like, a crashing or, like, something to troubleshoot 2 a.m., how can I solve it? Basically bring this world and context into AI agents.
Okay, that's great. I have very limited Spark experience myself from when I worked as a data engineer. I only dabbled into it a little bit, and this was many years ago, but I found it sometimes quite difficult to work with, so especially difficult to optimize. So I can see where what you're describing would be very useful. Yeah, that's great. And tell me a little bit about your background. And since you're a co-founder, how did you come to start the company?
Yeah, so basically also was a sort of data engineer, worked in the data and AI space, and we saw a lot of the time of the company. Me personally was on Apache Spark, and especially about monitoring, performance, troubleshooting things in 2 a.m. And Apache Spark and distributed computing in general, like the art form of taking unstructured data from object storage and processing it on hundreds of machines, is really difficult and very complex. And was excited enough about this problem to start a company around it.
Okay, yeah, great. And then I'd love to get into more about, you know, your experience working with Spark and Airflow together. You mentioned you were a data engineer, so I imagine you have used both of these tools. Again, I mentioned at the beginning, I think it's very common to hear about them being used together. And a common pattern where Airflow is used as the primary orchestrator and, you know, heavier data processing is offloaded to another tool like Spark. But I'm curious, today at Dataflint, where do you see these two things fitting in, like, for your customers? And, you know, why do you think that that combination is so common?
Yeah. So, as we said, like, we are optimizing Apache Spark. Apache Spark is the most popular big data engine around the world. If you're moving data to place to place and you have data pipeline, in most cases, it's the Apache Spark under the hood. It's what's powered Databricks. But this is an engine. This is like a piece of software that knows to move data to place to place. It doesn't handle when to run it or in which order or what to do with retries. For that, we have workflows or orchestration tools. And Apache Airflow is the most popular one there is today. So in most of our customers, they're using Apache Spark for big data processing and using Apache Airflow or our Astro customers to decide which data pipeline to run where and in which order, what to parallelize, what to run sequentially, and so on.
Yeah, totally makes sense. Kind of using both things for what they're strongest at. So yeah, that's definitely an attractive combo there. Okay, and then I want to get into a little more about the performance aspect that I mentioned at the beginning, because as I was alluding to, this was certainly something that I found quite challenging when working with Spark. And I know you have spoken about how the orchestration decisions, maybe that you might be making on the Airflow side, can actually impact things like Spark performance and cost. So what kind of orchestration decisions are you talking about there?
Yeah, so again, we're orchestrating with Apache Airflow, but the actual data processing run different engine in Apache Spark, but it's one data pipeline. It's one piece of process that move data from place to place, and affecting Apache Airflow in the orchestration level actually could affect the performance and what happened in the Apache Spark level. So we had one customer that decided to parallelize multiple tasks in Airflow because they weren't like connected with each other, so why not parallelize? It will run faster, right? Maybe a bit more expensive, but faster. But what ends up happening is that it actually runs slower, it was unstable, and it was much more expensive. And what happened is that in each task, they're all using the same resources. So when you run distributed computing, like multiple distributed computing in parallel on the same resources, each processing, they need to move a lot of data to place, doesn't have enough resources, don't have enough memory. What happens is crashes, is processes moving to use instead of memory disk, which is much slower, and general less instability, where in this case, running each computation sequentially and giving in all the resources that the cluster had could be much faster because everything is in memory and was, even if there are no dependencies between the different tasks, it was much better. On the other end, we had customers that run stuff sequentially when they could have parallelized. And because of each task in Apache Spark is not efficient enough and not using all the resources that they can, then it's both slower because it's sequentially and it's more expensive because there are resources that we are not using, right? Cores, like just money we well spend on the cores that are not actually being used. So in this case, parallelizing the parts to push as much as queries and distributed tasks into the resources pool we have is actually much faster, is much cheaper.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. Maybe not necessarily an intuitive trade-off there, but yeah, I can see where that would cause some issues. How do you recommend that teams, monitor or benchmark their performance or pipeline performance when they're using Airflow and Spark together?
Yeah, I think here's the number one mistake that we see is just looking on the Apache Airflow side, just looking in the on your workflow and see if it trend like for 2.5 hours or 3 hours, and not looking on the underlying when you offload to Apache Spark, what it did and how much it cost. So I think that's like critical when you're benchmarking or optimizing or looking at the workflow that using Airflow and Spark is to understand. Like have both contexts and understand not only that this workflow took 2 hours, that now it takes like 1.5 hours. It might now like instead of 100 machines and span like 100, like it cost $100, it's now spanning 1,000 machines costs $1,000. So I think that's really, really critical when working with Apache Airflow.
Yeah, that makes sense. And as a follow-up to that, just curious to clarify, so are you recommending that people do that monitoring within Airflow, or does that happen within DataFlint? Is that something that you provide to your customers?
Yeah, so you could try build something yourself, like a lot of companies do. You can pass your Airflow tagging, like in which workflow you are, which run you are through Spark, and then build monitoring like back again that tells, oh, for each workflow, how much it costs in your FinOps systems or custom monitoring. At DataFlint, we have that built in. We have integration for Apache Airflow and for Astro. We have Astro customers, and we have native integration. So that, and then we know to say for each workflows you have and which workflow how much it costs, how much data processing it was like for each task of Apache Spark, was it efficient? And what is more exciting is that we know to bring all this data to AI. So all the dilemmas and use cases that we talked, we can actually ask AI, like this is 2 runs, please benchmark me them in both in duration and cost. Please like help me with this dilemma of orchestration. And make my Apache Airflow pipeline much better.
This episode is brought to you by Astronomer, the team behind Astro, a managed Airflow platform built for data engineering teams. From batch pipelines to training models and wiring up agents, Astro handles the infrastructure, upgrades, and scaling so you can focus on building. Check it out at astronomer.io.
So you mentioned that just now that Dataflint has an integration with Airflow or with Astro. And so other than the monitoring and AI piece that you just mentioned, what does that integration give a team that is orchestrating Spark workflows with Airflow?
So it gives the ability to like be in your code repo and with your both like Airflow manifest or Astro manifest and your Spark code, it's usually the same workflow, and be able to give your infrastructure and tell like AI, please get the production context from like my actual production run to my AI agent and look at all this dilemma and optimize it. And once you optimize, to be able to say, oh, please compare me this run with the like the optimized run and tell me what happened, what did improve, what didn't improve, do we need another iteration? Move a lot of the offload of this optimization, look like it's a holistic view to AI.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. And then I'm curious to dig in a little more to the AI side of this. So you've mentioned that Dataflint can compare cost and duration. So that might be, I guess, before or after a workflow change. Just more in general, kind of backing up a bit, how do you think AI is changing, you know, how teams are managing their orchestration and the performance of it?
Yeah, so what we saw is that the first team is using AI to try to optimize their Apache Airflow pipeline. So, for example, when I worked as a data engineer, we always talked about, oh, we have all these like hundreds of pipelines and they're all spun in like 12 p.m. and like we have a spike of machines and done, and it would be amazing if someone could like look holistically on our Apache Airflow pipelines and optimize like the when we run where to optimize the cost and performance and not just spun like thousands of machines at 12 p.m. and then shut them down. So that's stuff that the AI make possible, and you can like see the holistic picture and makes the decision. And the second thing we see is that Apache Airflow by itself, like just looking at the duration and what run where is one context. So yes, use like Astro MCP, but there are more contexts or more MCPs you need to connect to AI to have a holistic view. So you need like context for Apache Spark, for your FinOps, for your cloud environment. Like you need context for multiple places for production to see like one holistic view and for AI to be able to do this optimization and troubleshooting for you.
Yeah, very interesting. That's great. Have you seen with your customer base kind of a, like, I don't know, some benchmarks on how much this has improved for them from a cost and performance standpoint? You don't have to share specific numbers if you can't, but just curious.
Yeah, we had a customer that used like fully automated migrating from Databricks to EMR. Part of it was also to change all the orchestration, all the operator of Apache Airflow. They managed to build a full automation of this process, meaning take the manifest, change like the run from Databricks to EMR, then run the pipeline. They're actually like not only using Apache Airflow, but they're using Astro deployment. Then they looked at the performance with Dataflint, or like what happened before and after, if there were any error, fixed it, and then like compared the before and after. We released with them a use case where we managed to reduce cost by 80% in their workflow as part of this migration process. So that you can 80%. Get amazing. We also like have use cases in the same company. We got 100x. That's the most impressive part of big data optimization. Like once you understand the underlying compute, you can do and actually optimize the distribution part. It could be sometimes 10x, 100x. Like there is no limit how much you can optimize stuff.
Yeah, that's wild. It's crazy to kind of think about that if you're just writing these pipelines without knowing anything about this, like just how much really the cost impact can be if you're not doing this optimization. That's crazy.
Definitely. There are not a lot of big data is super complex. There are not a lot of Apache Spark experts. Like I just met with one of the Apache Spark maintainers in San Francisco. Like there are probably hundreds that know like really to do this kind of stuff. And if we could leverage AI to help us with that and actually take a look and be able to see all these dilemmas and optimize for us, like it's like the sky's the limit.
Yeah, that's great. Very, very cool. And then is kind of related. I'm gonna do my final question in two parts this time. So I'm curious if there's anything you think about like the Airflow and Spark story together that could be better overall than it is today. And maybe that's related to the AI piece, or maybe not.
Yeah, so in the end, like what we want as like users is data pipeline. And the fact we have two products, one like doing the processing, Spark, and one is doing the orchestration is nice, but as discussed in this here, like a lot of times the dilemmas are intertwined. So the Apache Spark community and the maintainers in Spark 4.1 released a feature called the Spark Declarative Pipeline. It's a cool feature that Spark's trying to start doing some orchestration or what to like in which order to run things in with understanding of the distributed computing aspect. It's still using Airflow, like it's still like better together, but it's a bit different. And what I hope to see is the same thing from the Airflow side. Would Airflow understand per tasks and get from the Apache Spark engine some metrics or some insights? So these two like amazing open source projects that basically runs all of the data pipelines in the world can work a bit better together and give us better results.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I can see where that would be so useful. I guess in my experience, it's relatively rare that people aren't doing big enough data processing that they need something, or at least have to manage that in some way beyond sort of just natively doing it on their normal Airflow worker. So I think that would have a huge impact. And then related, so my standard final question that I ask to all my guests is, what would you most like to see from the Airflow project in the near future? So maybe that's just a little more detail on what you just said on what that would mean within the Airflow project.
Yeah, I think Apache Airflow understanding better Spark, and I know like Apache Airflow maintainers working on that, like understanding that it's run like because it's so popular, it's like run, basically runs the entire world. Like better understanding of Apache Airflow when it runs Spark, like what's happening under the hood. I think that could be a real game changer.
Yeah, definitely. That's great. Well, lots of exciting things to look forward to in the Airflow project. We can add that one to the list. Okay. Well, Manny, thank you so much for going through that. This has been really interesting. Again, it's a topic that I haven't spoken about very much, at least on the podcast, and don't dabble into myself that much anymore. So it's been really cool to hear about. Just to close us out, what is the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
Yeah, you can DM me at LinkedIn. It's Manny Shmueli at DataFlint. You can contact us via the website, dataflint.io. And the best way, if you're joining the Airflow Summit in September, is to meet in person. Like we have a booth. I'm giving a talk about Apache Airflow and Apache Spark. So please say hi.
Yeah, that's great. Huge plug for the Airflow Summit. Tickets are available. I think they will still be available at the time that we're publishing this. So we will throw a link to those in the show notes. That's going to be in Austin, Texas at the very, very tail end of August, early September this year. So I'm very excited to see you there. I will be there as well, giving a workshop also on AI and Airflow. So yeah, that's great. Okay, Manny, well, thank you so much again for joining. It's been really great speaking with you.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Data Flowcast. Check the show notes for links to everything mentioned today. If you're enjoying the podcast, subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a 5-star review.